Despite widespread knowledge about CPR and extensive training of paramedics, the survival rate of cardiac arrest is low, about 5%. Research done at the Medical College of Wisconsin indicates more people might live if those doing CPR would slow down. The author of the study is Tom Aufderheide, a professor of emergency medicine. He says too much air and too many compressions on the victim's chest creates pressure. That pressure prevents blood from returning to the heart.
And because venous blood return to the heart goes down, forward blood flow and perfusion of vital organs goes down, as well as survival from cardiac arrest.
Aufderheide says the survival rate was boosted to 86% in animals they evaluated where CPR had been done properly. The American Heart Association recommends rescuers give victims only 12 breaths per minute to jumpstart their heart and lungs, but the average rate of paramedics and EMTs studied was three times that. While the study was relatively small, Aufderheide says it is significant. He says CPR guidelines and training should emphasize proper technique, something that can be easily forgotten or overlooked in stressful emergency situations. The findings were incidental. Researchers stumbled upon them while testing a biomedical device called a rescue pod. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.